This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Cairo Thursday on the second leg of a new round of shuttle diplomacy aimed at securing a truce in the war in Gaza. Blinken will meet with his counterparts from Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Jordan, as well as officials from the United Arab Emirates and the Palestinian Liberation Organization. He arrived in Cairo after a stopover in Saudi Arabia, where he told Saudi media outlet Al Hadath that the U.S. has circulated a draft resolution in the U.N. Security Council calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Blinken said the resolution would be tied to the release of hostages who have been held by Hamas since its deadly invasion of southern Israel on October 7th. The U.S. has used its veto in the U.N. Security Council to block previous resolutions calling for an immediate ceasefire in the Palestinian territory. Blinken will travel to Israel on Friday. Armed gangs are launching new attacks in the suburbs of Port-au-Prince, with heavy gunfire echoing across once peaceful communities near the Haitian capital. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has that story.
Haiti's National Police Force remains understaffed and outmatched. Just a day before, gang members could be seen running in the streets of the capital. The U.S. rushed to evacuate its citizens, dozens heading to Florida. At a news conference covered by WFTV, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis told reporters,
"We understand that there's people that are really in danger right now that are our fellow Floridians."
Gunmen in Haiti have set fire to police stations, forced the closure of Haiti's main international airport, and stormed the country's two biggest prisons, releasing more than 4,000 inmates. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. House impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden appears to be coming to an end. AP correspondent Ed Donahue explains.
There has been no hard evidence of any wrongdoing, but House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer is pushing ahead.
"We have learned that Joe Biden has taken action after action to further his family's plans to get rich."
But instead of drawing up articles of impeachment, Comer appears to be eyeing potential criminal referrals of the Biden family to the Justice Department, which is a largely symbolic act. Florida Democrat Jared Moskowitz says it's all a show.
"They just want to do these hearings. It's not leading to impeachment. They're lying to their base on Newsmax and Fox, leading these people to believe that they're going to eventually impeach the president. It's not going to happen."
The White House is calling the inquiry a charade and told Republicans to move on. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Newly released data from the Federal Bureau of Investigation show violent crime across the U.S. is continuing to decline. AP's Lisa Dwyer has details.
Murders dropped 13% in the last quarter of 2023 as compared to the same period the year before. Violent crime overall was down 6%. Property crime ticked downward about 3% across the nation overall, except for the Northeast and in large cities with a population of over a million people, which actually saw an increase by about that same amount. The quarterly report is based on data sent to the FBI from about 80% of the law enforcement agencies around the country. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On the eve of his debut with the Los Angeles Dodgers, Japanese baseball star Shohei Ohtani's interpreter and close friend was fired by the Dodgers following allegations that he stole millions of dollars from Ohtani to pay off gambling debts. Here's Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang.
Sports network ESPN said at least $4.5 million was transferred from Ohtani's account to a gambling operation in Southern California. While the LA Times, citing Ohtani's attorneys, said Mitsuhara used the star player's funds to pay off an alleged illegal bookmaker who was reportedly under federal investigation. Mitsuhara initially told ESPN on Tuesday Ohtani had agreed to cover his gambling debts. However, a day later he said Ohtani did not know about the gambling debts and had not transferred money to the bookmaker's associate. Mitsuhara did not immediately respond to a request for comment.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Issues in the News is VOA's premier news discussion program. We take on the biggest stories of the week and discuss them in detail with those who have unparalleled expertise. Our in-depth analysis goes beyond the headlines, providing you with the inside story on both domestic and international news. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.